It is time to bring this trillion-dollar meeting into session. Before we get into everything, let's go over the scene from the last meeting. Light blue surrounds me, relieving me from this battle of black. It's like a breath of fresh white air, no longer the strangling of dark gray or green. Now only bright red engulfs me from the inside out, the exact opposite of the dark red and black that I was basically attached to all this time. I will take some time to allow my mentality to turn brown, and my emotions become pink, before I go back into the bludgeoned battlefield that is perceived as light green. Just like in episode 52, let's go through this scene sentence by sentence, starting off with the first one. Light blue surrounds me, relieving me from this battle of black. In this case, we can assume that light blue means freedom, joy, wisdom, and self-expression. And black can represent fear, misery, tense, and hurt. In this line, freedom, joy, and wisdom surrounds the person, relieving them from their emotions of hurt, fear, and misery. It's like a breath of fresh white air, no longer the strangling of dark gray or green. In this sentence, white can mean peace, purity, innocence, and simplicity, while dark gray and dark green can mean jealousy, envy, guilt, and depression. The breath of fresh air gives them a feeling of peace, giving them the ability to exhale their emotions of jealousy, envy, and depression. Now only bright red engulfs me from the inside out, the exact opposite of the dark red and black that I was basically attached to all this time. Red is possible to mean passion, courage, energy, excitement, and youth. Meanwhile, dark red and black can mean serious, harass, anger, and danger. Now the person feels courageous, passionate, energetic, excited, and like they're in their youth again, which is the opposite of the usual seriousness, anger, danger, and constant harassment. I will take some time to allow my mentality turn brown, and my emotions become pink, before I go back into the bludgeoned battlefield that is perceived as light green. This sentence is a little long, so let's separate it into two first. I will take some time to allow my mentality turn brown, and my emotions become pink. In this case, brown can mean dependable, trustworthy, honest, reliable, natural. And pink can mean love, happiness, compassion, hope, and sincerity. The person is planning on taking some time to themselves to give themselves a chance to heal, allow their mentality to become reliable, dependable, and natural, and their emotions regenerate, going back to loving, being happy, and feeling compassion and hope, before I can go back into the bludgeoned battlefield that is perceived as light green. In this case, the bludgeoned battlefield also means something that it is not, but that will be revealed later. Light green can be perceived as growth, peace, harmony, and liveliness. Since the person is saying that it is perceived as light green, that can mean that it isn't really the case. So let's quickly review the original scene, and I'll give you all a few seconds to think about what it could possibly mean. Light blue surrounds me, relieving me from this battle of black. It's like a breath of fresh white air, no longer the strangling of dark gray or green. Now only bright red engulfs me from the inside out, the exact opposite of the dark red and black that I was basically attached to all this time. I will take some time to allow my mentality turn brown and my emotions become pink before I go back into the bludgeoned battlefield that is perceived as light green. Now take a few seconds to yourself, and then I'll translate it all for you. Alright, now listen up, everyone. The person in the scene is feeling free now that they have been relieved from their battles of depression. The freedom gives them a sense of peace, in contrast to their usual jealousy or envy. Now they feel passionate and energetic due to the freedom, the exact opposite of their usual anger or or feelings of danger that they've spent a long period of time experiencing. They will be taking some time to themselves in order to reflect and gain back their natural joy that was taken away from them. It gives themselves the chance to feel what it's like to actually love and be loved again, before they go back into the bludgeon battlefield that is dating, which is usually perceived as harmonic and peaceful in public. So, what did you all think about the scene? Feel free to comment below for the Instagram listeners, or rate my podcast 5 stars and tell me if you're on Apple Podcasts. Wow, that was pretty long. So I may have to rethink doing a new scene every episode. Though I could also review it halfway through the episode instead of right at the beginning, because it may seem boring to people who clicked on this specific episode to know what's going on in it, when they don't even care about the scenes. Alright, anyway. Now, let's get into today's topic. I'm going to start with the project that I think will interest most of you far more than the rest, since it can actually help you all with your own projects and work. So, without further ado, I'm writing a book to help y'all write your own novel. Yes, I did put the awkward silence in there on purpose. Anyway, I'm writing a book that will assist you in creating characters and building worlds. It will also include a lot of other things, like tips on symbolism, literary devices, writing tips, resources, creative writing techniques, sharing my own experiences, and much more. I haven't decided if I'm going to traditionally publish shit or not. I really would like to, since I could get it on shelves of bookstores, which means that it will be able to help more people. But that process is pretty expensive, and I am still just a teenager after all. So if you'd like to, you could donate to my GoFundMe that I've started to raise the finances needed to traditionally publish it. Although, after I made the announcement on Facebook, I was actually told by some people that traditionally publishing actually doesn't cost any money. Even though, like, before when I did my own research, I actually saw a lot of publishing companies that did charge kits in order to be able to traditionally publish your book. So, there may have been some sort of confusion at some point, I will see if certain traditional publishing companies do charge, because there is a chance that the ones that do charge, like, are just all scams, but I'm not completely sure. So I'll do more research, but if you'd like to donate to the GoFundMe in order to help with, like, marketing and that kind of stuff, then feel free to. Also, if there's any remaining money after purchasing a publishing package from whatever company I pick, then I'll be using half of it for marketing and advertising, and half will be donating to charity. Though I may increase the percentage that will be donated to charity, since, well, it's charity. So, if you'd like to donate, then click the link in my description, or in my bio for the Instagram listeners, or go to gofund.me/6BF4984E and donate there. I thank you all for your consideration and donations, and I won't let you down. After all, I'm not only making this book for the money. I know so many people at my school that want to write a novel, but don't know where to start. So I figured that I'd write this book for them and traditionally publish it so then many people can get access to it. Well, now let's get into my next project announcement. I'm currently working on my next novel series. It'll be an 8-book series, and the first book is called Drawn Blades, so yeah, I guess that's cool. Here's a synopsis for it. A world split up into 16 different nations, some more peaceful than others, some more prosperous than others. An assassin, Tibor Narsara, has turned to a more peaceful life upon graduating high school. However, due to the poverty of her nation, Sirarian, she is forced to struggle and persevere through her pain. However, once a job comes up in Vakmite, she and her boss both agree that they should accept no matter how sketchy it may be. Timber has to travel across an ocean with a crew of varying personalities and backgrounds in order to get the job done and be able to support her boss and keep him going for just a bit longer. Will she be able to get the job done with no issues at all, or will she have to resort to her teachings in order to survive in a lesser-known land? Pretty cool, ain't it? Anyway, that's all for my writing projects, though I'm publishing my second ever novel on January 5th and the third of the trilogy on March 5th, so you can check that out. They can be found on either Amazon or Kobo. The second is called Flame Rip, and the third is Arctic Blaze. Now let's get into today's scene. My skin is dark green, knuckles red and fingertips black. The floor below me is dark gray concrete, covered in the blue dust of my pink past. A shadowy figure paces from one side of the room to the other, red curtains blocking out the few of the windows there are. Their eyes are silver and glistening, but whenever our gazes lock, they spit venom and resume with the dizzying pacing. If you're listening to this on Spotify, there will be a poll or Q&A somewhere on this episode, so feel free to answer and say what you think that scene meant. Keep an eye out for the next episode for the answer. Thank you all for listening to me. Check out my newly published novel on Amazon called Death Chill, link in description. Check out the Creative Writing Discord server in the description. Check out the Creative Writing Club Instagram at creativewriting_club. Check out my personal Instagram at dark_night_wolves. And let's bring this chilly death of a meeting to an end.